Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week we're talking about getting God's messages, the angels he sends to us. Although artists through the centuries have depicted angels as small humans with wings who whisper in our ears, I'm not sure anyone has ever really seen such an angel. But that doesn't mean God isn't sending messages, or that they can't be pretty obvious. Take Moses. He was taking care of some sheep one day and saw a bush on fire. But the bush didn't burn up. This got his attention. Then he heard God speaking to him out of the bush, telling him he can lead the children of Israel out of slavery to what's called the Promised Land. And Moses goes on to do just that. What does this mean for us today? Should we go looking for flaming shrubs that talk? Probably not. The physical details of Moses' experience aren't important. What is important is for us to realize that God's messages may be surprising, and even fly in the face of what seems possible. They may just pop into our heads, but be as startling as a burning bush. Whatever the particulars, we should be open to them, because they're angels, God's thoughts. We know that because of their goodness and purity, their undeniable ring of truth. They point us to the immortal, rather than the mortal view of things. They tell us what's right. Even if we're surprised by them, we can trust them and trust God. May we all have our own burning bush angels, whatever form they take, and follow their direction to God's promised land. Amen.